Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, a recovering politician. And therefore, I go to Thaddeus for analysis of political decisions made by politicians. Thaddeus, the three-minute video released by the White House suddenly surprised me. I was sitting there reading. Suddenly, something like 5:36 in the morning, here it comes. I watched it and I thought, did I miss this last night? No, it was a surprise to everyone. Spent the first 60 seconds talking about January 6th and other related matters to do with the Trump campaign, the Trump administration. And then it introduced Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their aides and friends in a series of cameo shots from near at hand, news shots of successful legislation. Didn't name it, just they were all celebrating signing bills. And then at the close, we had Joe Biden several times sitting, looking directly into the camera. And what I can remember several times viewing it is that he's going to finish the job we started. Much attention to freedom, liberty, finish the job we started. Then I made a list of what wasn't in the three-minute video, given where we are. No Ukraine, no NATO, no Afghanistan, no recession, no China. No Xi Jinping, no brutality of the Uyghurs, no crushing of Hong Kong. You understand, I could go on. Why wasn't it there?
He's not running for president. That's why. It's pretty simple. I mean, that's if you're seriously running for president of the United States, what he just did on Tuesday is probably the most insulting thing you could do to voters. A video? You can't even say it live, look at the camera, look at the people, and actually tell them this is what I've done, this is what we need to do to make America better than it was when I started. So no, I think it's just more evidence of the fact he's not running. The Democrats know that the scam they ran to run him in the first place is someone who was wholly competent mentally to be president of the United States is no longer sustainable for them. And I think that what you saw then was basically an attempt to pretend that he's going to be president because he knows his leverage is waning, especially in light of his dismal approval ratings. Also, John, as you know, what was interesting is that Susan Rice's announcement of leaving the Biden White House occurred that Monday before the announcement and then was promptly obscured by the president's video. I think that was clearly by design. I'm convinced in the end of the day, Biden is not going to run. I also think that Joe Biden's video and as well as Susan Rice leaving, that a large part of that was done because of Gavin Newsom's tour of the South, which we've talked about. Now, if you remember when Gavin Newsom slandered the entire Southern states that he toured, he talked about how the Democrats are losing all their rights and freedoms because of evil Republicans. If you look at Biden's video, he talked a lot about how everybody's losing all their rights and freedoms, which is odd because he is president at the present time. But it's the Democrats going to go right for paranoia and dependence in their pitch. So he really didn't have to list anything he's done or what the job that he plans on finishing might actually entail. John, I think about what Biden's video, the easiest way I can put this, let's say I'm being tortured to death. And I look across at Joe Biden, who's doing it, and I say, what's going on? And he says, no, 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 don't worry. I'm going to finish the job. And that's kind of how I took that video.
The question then, if the president is not running, does that mean that the governors that we've been told about who are considering in that eventuality, Governor Pritzker of Illinois, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, Governor Newsom of California, there are others, but that'll do, that they're aware of this and are preparing to run for president? Is that what we should observe?
Well, it was weird that Mr. Newsom decided to go visit a place like Florida, which he said that no person who works in the state of Florida should. Or, Gavin Newsom basically said California should boycott Florida. So why was Gavin Newsom in Florida, John? Why was Gavin Newsom in states that he thinks are stripping people's rights away from them?
So he's
governor of California. He can't really do much about that, can he? But he certainly could as president, couldn't he?
And this change between President Biden saying he's running and when he doesn't say he's running, sometime in the next 5 months, 6 months, what would be politically advantageous to the Democrats?
You know, one of the things you just have to admire about the Republican base is they will sit there forever and they will say, no, 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 Joe Biden's a liar. Joe Biden's an inveterate liar. Every time Joe Biden opens his mouth, he's lying. But he's running for president because he put out a video. Really? Really?
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, recovering politician. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right here.